killed, 26 others injured when a gunman opened fire on a crowded Walmart shopping complex in El Paso, Texas. The shooting took place when a man identified as a 21-year-old white man from Allen, Texas, near Dallas, allegedly went into the store with a semi-automatic rifle and started shooting. The store was packed with shoppers taking part in a back-to-school sale. Governor Greg Abbott expressed his sadness.
On a day that would have been a normal day for someone to leisurely go shopping, turned into one of the most deadly days in the history of Texas.
El Paso Mayor DeMargo praised first responders and sought to allay fears of the community.
El Paso was too strong to be broken by a cowardly act like this one. I want to assure the El Paso community that we are safe. We are safe.
President Trump said on Twitter that he had spoken to Governor Abbott and had pledged the total support of the federal government. El Paso, which has about 680,000 residents, is in West Texas and sits across the border from Juarez, Mexico. The United States and Taliban have officially started their 8th round of negotiations in Doha, with both sides indicating this round may result in a deal to end the longest U.S. war in history. There seem to be misunderstandings about the content of the agreement by both the U.S. and the Taliban. Taliban seem to view it as an agreement to withdraw foreign troops, particularly U.S. forces from Afghanistan. In return, they promise to ensure Afghan soil is not used for terrorism against any country. The chief U.S. negotiator, Zalmay Khalilzad, views the deal differently, saying the U.S. presence in Afghanistan is conditions-based, and any withdrawal would also have to meet that criteria. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says that he wants to see American ground-based intermediate-range conventional missiles deployed to Asia. Speaking to reporters on his first international trip as head of the Defense Department, Esper said the weapons were important due to the great distances covered in the Indo-Pacific region. The United States previously was unable to pursue ground-based missiles with a range of 500 to 5,500 kilometers because of the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, a decades-old arms control pact with Russia. Washington withdrew from the pact on Friday, citing years of Russian violations. At least 600 people have been arrested and several beaten with truncheons at an unauthorized protest in central Moscow calling for free elections. Reuters' David Doyle.
Protesters were beaten on the streets of Moscow on Saturday as police cracked down on an unauthorized protest. More than 600 were detained, an independent monitor said, as they called for free elections. Among the arrested, prominent activist Lubov Sobol, pulled from a taxi moments before the demonstration was due to start and bundled into a van. She'd called on people to attend the protest, which authorities had warned was illegal. They say the timing and location of the demonstration had not been agreed in advance. Opposition activists say protests are repeatedly refused, leaving them no choice but to go ahead anyway. At a similar protest a week earlier, more than 1,000 people were detained, sometimes violently, and to widespread international condemnation.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. Tens of thousands of people once again filled the streets of Hong Kong to protest the government's mishandling of its ongoing political crisis that has turned much of the city against leader Carrie Lam. Hong Kong police fired tear gas at protesters in Wong Tai Sin after some of them vandalized the police station Saturday. Police continuously fired several rounds of tear gas to push back a group of protesters who had thrown bricks at a police station and spray-painted inflammatory language on its outer walls. The protests have been mostly peaceful, although they increasingly have featured skirmishes with police after some protesters refused to disperse at assigned times. The Senate of Puerto Rico is set to hold public hearings Monday on the nomination of veteran politician Pedro Pierluisi to replace embattled former governor Ricardo Rossello, who resigned as promised on Friday. Rossello handpicked Pierluisi to succeed him, thrusting the U.S. territory in a new period of uncertainty after weeks of protest. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA One, the voice of America. VOA One.